Here's the translated text in English. Exclusive: India explores rare earth deal with Myanmar rebels after Chinese curbs. U.S. misses out on billions in China soybean sales midway through peak season. Oil prices rise after Israeli strike on Qatar. U.S.-Russia sanctions in focus. Oil prices rise after Israeli attack on Qatar, Trump's Russia tariff push. U.S. power use to reach record highs in 2025 and 2026. EIA says, oil settles higher after Israeli attack on Qatar. Iran, IAEA announce agreement on resuming nuclear inspections. Exporting Brazilian coffee beans to U.S. via third countries, not an option, industry says. Baker Hughes joins giant California geothermal power project. Israel targets Hamas leadership in military strikes on Qatar, officials say. Zara owner Inditex reports weaker sales than expected in second quarter. TSMC August sales surged nearly 34% on AI-fueled demand. Slim iPhone Air could be a design win for Apple, say analysts. Oracle sees flurry of price target hikes on bullish cloud outlook. Australia's ANZ says market's chief sitter to leave the bank. Exxon expects EU to sign long-term U.S. gas deals, FT reports. Google scraps some cloud data transfer fees in EU and UK. Apple Asian supplier stocks fall after iPhone 17 launch. Detained South Korean workers to depart U.S. on Wednesday, source says. U.S. holiday sales set for slowest growth since pandemic, Deloitte report forecasts. China CPI shrinks more than expected in August. PPI slides as deflation persists. U.S.-China tensions drive business confidence to new lows, survey says. U.S. Supreme Court to decide legality of Trump's tariffs. U.S. crude stock sees significant rise, surpassing forecasts. U.S. small business optimism climbs, but labor quality concerns persist. Mexico seeks to impose tariffs on auto manufacturing imports. French central bank sees 0.3% third quarter growth. U.S. container imports up in August. Tariff turmoil dims year-end outlook. U.S. employment levels through March, revised lower, BLS data. Asia stocks gain as traders consider odds of bigger Fed cut. Dollar firm as traders await inflation reports for clues on Fed policy. Morning bid, specter of stagflation clouds Fed cut optimism. China's producer deflation eases, helped by crackdown on price wars. Trump cannot fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook for now, judge rules. Aussie home prices to rise on interest rate cuts. Affordability worries persist. National Australia Bank cuts 410 jobs to hire in India and Vietnam. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warns of a cloudy U.S. economic outlook. Trump urges EU to target China, India with tariffs to pressure Putin. U.S. health officials compiling examples of COVID vaccine harm during pregnancy, WSJ reports. Algorand Foundation releases aid trust portal to track and visualize humanitarian aid payments. JP Morgan product head joins GSR Trading MD to build institutional staking markets. CBO plans Bitcoin Ether continuous futures launch November 10. Bitcoin price today climbs to near $113 on rate cut bets, but caution persists. StableX makes first token purchase in stablecoin industry strategy. Heritage Distilling adopts IP token treasury strategy. House of Doge and Bitstamp by Robinhood announced strategic partnership for Treasury. EOS falls 19 cent in sell-off. Caliber purchases Chainlink tokens in first digital asset treasury move. NASDAQ invests up to $50 million in crypto exchange Gemini, PGEU2 and 8-2025, slides. Energy transition advances amid solid EBITDA growth. Amylyx prices public offering of 17.5 million shares at $10 each. Planet Labs prices $400 million convertible senior notes offering. Alnylam prices $575 million convertible notes offering. Dianthus Therapeutics prices upsized public offering at $251 million.